Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the early 90s, the trio Portishead came out of Bristol, England with a sound that was utterly unique, taking the cabaret-style vocals of Beth Gibbons and adding bits of cool jazz, soundtrack music, and hip-hop production. The group put out two hugely influential CDs and in the process became synonymous with the evocative subgenre known as trip-hop. And then they disappeared. Now, after 11 years of radio silence, Portishead is back with a new album, aptly named Third. Music writer Michelangelo Matos joins us with his review. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
So you gave this album an A- in the Onion AV Club. They have been getting similarly great reviews from lots of other people. What are critics hearing in this new Portishead record?
They're hearing something they've already heard and like and know pretty well, but cast very differently. It's a lot gothier and less hip-hop. It's less rooted in hip-hop. And I've read a couple of things that have criticized that about it, but I think that's one of its strengths, is that they have made an album that sounds so close in spirit to what they've always done without necessarily relying on their old tricks.
So it sounds like Portishead, but it doesn't sound like 1995.
That's right.
Okay. But where have they been for the past 11 years?
You got me. I would imagine that, considering, you know, they're sort of legendary, they're pretty legendary for doing things like, on their second album, they would make a track and press it to vinyl and then distress the vinyl and then play it back and sample that so that it would sound like an old record. So maybe they were doing a lot of that, but the record does sound very clean, so I don't know if that's it. I don't pretend to have any real insight into their creative process, but they're obviously perfectionists, and it wouldn't surprise me if they had made the record in a fairly concentrated burst, or if they had just recorded a lot of stuff over the last 10 years and put that together.
All right, well, we're speaking with Michelangelo Matos about the new album, Third. It is, in fact, the third record in 14 years by the English group Portishead. I mentioned in the lead into the segment, Michelangelo, that, they were associated with trip-hop. What is trip-hop? What was their role in creating it?
Well, trip-hop was basically very English-based, although not entirely English, instrumental music that was essentially hip-hop without rapping. And Portishead, I think their major contribution to it, aside from making one of its best records, and really one of the sort of signal 90s records with Dummy, was that they added torch singing to it and made it very popular. And I think up until that point, nobody was really talking about trip-hop as a genre. It was just a lot of people. DJ Shadow had been making some records, and the Mo Wax had been putting things out that were essentially moody, dubby hip-hop without rapping, for the most part. And when Portishead came out and got popular, I think they inspired a lot of copycats. A lot of people decided, a joke I used to make was that the producer guy and female vocalist was sort of one of the substitutes for the garage band in the 90s. It was a really obvious sort of, anybody can do this, let's do it this way.
So, and the result was a kind of psychedelic, trippy version of hip-hop. You mentioned the album Dummy. Let's actually hear a little bit of that that landmark recording by Portishead.
I'm playing with this bow and arrow, gonna give my heart away, leave it to the other girls to play. Too long. Give me a reason
Glory Box from the album Dummy from the band Portishead, one of the albums that defined the genre or subgenre known as trip-hop back in the 90s. After an 11-year hiatus, Portishead is back with their third record called Third. Michelangelo Matos gives it an A- in the Onion AV Club and is one of many critics to have responded favorably to it. And Michelangelo joins us on the phone, apparently from Saturn. Where are you, Michael?
Seattle,
okay. Yeah. That was close. There have been a lot of advances in technology since Portishead, you know, shuffled off to wherever they've been the last decade. Has it changed the sound?
You know, I wouldn't say that the album has any real obvious sort of signifier. Like, you can hear certain records that were made on laptops, and you can tell that they were made on laptops. And in certain things like, you know, very glitchy sound, sort of, you know, electronic malfunctions turned into music, that tends to be a very laptop type of thing. But this album feels much more organic. There are folky elements to it, more so than there have been in the past. Beth Gibbons, the vocalist, has done a sort of folky work a few years ago. She put out a record with Rustin Man, and that was a little less electronic-based and a little, you know, a little more torchy. And so I think that, yeah, I would say this is almost, I wouldn't say it's a traditional record necessarily, but there's more, like I said earlier, there's more of a goth element.
Mm-hmm. And in the song called Silence, even a little bit of perhaps a nod to Ennio Morricone. Let's hear that track from the new record by the band Portishead. Song is called Silence. The new album is called Third. It is the third record by the English group Portishead. And we're speaking with Michelangelo Matos, a music writer, about the new album, featuring, as always, with Portishead, the sounds of Beth Gibbons' voice. And, you know, it was pretty well known at the time in the 90s that she was, like, painfully shy and, you know, not very at home in a live performance setting. Do you get any sense from this new record that maybe she's a little more comfortable behind the microphone?
I don't know that she was ever uncomfortable live. I never saw them. But I know that she was very press shy and didn't do a lot of interviews. Most of the interviews that Portishead has done have been with Jeff Barrow and Adrian Utley, who do the music. So I didn't see them at Coachella. I didn't go to Coachella, but I've got friends who went to Coachella and said that they were really great. And I have no doubt about that. I mean, the album does sound really confident, and her vocals are a lot of why.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. The new album is called Third. It is indeed the third record by the band Portishead. Michelangelo Matos reviewed it for the Onion's AV Club, gave it an A-. Michelangelo, thanks for joining us once again on Soundcheck today.
All right, thanks.
Song's called Nylon Smile from Portishead's album Third, and that'll do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, we explore a branch of the jazz family tree, with a look at the up-tempo and passionate style called Gypsy Jazz, made famous by Django Reinhardt. And operatic tenor Matthew Polenzani took top honors in the Metropolitan Opera's contest for young singers. We'll ask him about his busy schedule and his promising career tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Bill Bowen and Andrea Ambro. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.